Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
I'm continuing my conversation with Mark Perry, Executive Director of Florida Oceanographic Society. In part one of our conversation, we talked about some of the summer camps and programs going on at Florida Oceanographic, as well as the volunteer opportunities they'll have during July. Part two of our conversation begins with me asking Mark about a PBS Changing Seas episode that he was a part of entitled Toxic Algae, Complex Sources and Solutions.
The station put together wanted to make this special program.
This is WPBT in Miami, I believe.
Right, yeah. And WXEL. They're putting out this program because they spent some time really researching the experts on what happened with this algae bloom and why is this so critical and important and what are the sources? How can we solve this problem? Because we see this periodically happening over and over again these recent years. Obviously, it's devastating, not only to the environment, but the economy and the lifestyle of people in our community. So we really need to find out about it. And this program really helps to kind of encompass and organize what happened, what's going on, what are some of the sources of this issue, and how can we solve it? And so I think it's a really excellent program, and it's got a diverse group of people involved with it.
And how did you feel about the recent bill that Governor Scott signed into law that sets mm-hmm. money to build a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee?
I think it was fantastic, a big effort by the state legislature, and particularly our Senate President, Joe Negron, who put this initiative forward last August, got it going, got things happening. They finally got the lands identified to where this is going to happen, and it's well supported by the legislature and the governor to let's get this reservoir built, let's send the water south from Lake Okeechobee just so it's clean and treated water and move it south to the Everglades that needs it and stop the damaging discharges to the coastal estuaries.
Something you've been advocating for a long, long time.
Yes, yes, it did. And it's part of the plan. It's part of the comprehensive Everglades plan. What this bill helped to do was move this plan up a little bit more in time frame so we get it done now. Together with north of the lake and south of the lake and east and west, we're going to get the water right. Now, it's going to take years to get it going and do, but at least we've stepped up the process, and the state has said, we're ready. We have our funding available. We have this initiative available, and they're going to work with the Corps of Engineers and the federal partners to get this done.
So a ray of hope after decades of waiting, if you will.
As you know, yeah, we've been trying to get that water moving south where it needs to go from Lake Okeechobee rather than dumping out to the estuaries. So we still have a long ways to go, even on our local watershed with a lot of local issues. But this was that big one that we were hoping to get at least a start of. And as they start it and get it going, we're going to keep on improving it till we get it right and stop the damaging discharges to the coastal estuaries.
And Amendment 1, it seems mm-hmm. like there's a lot of dissatisfaction with what the legislature has done, or not funded, I should say, or using the funds generated that are supposed to go to Amendment 1.
Right, right. And since 2014, when we passed it, it was supposed to set aside that 33% of the dock stamp tax. It generates about $750 to $800 million a year. That's $15 billion over 20 years. So the funding is there, and it's set aside for the preservation of lands and to buy lands that are needed for restoration. And so it's frustrating when the Florida legislature for 2-3 years now has moved it to other areas and not used it for those purposes. But again, with the leadership now in place for this year and next year coming, I think this is a good effort and time to put the pressure on to make it go to the right things, which is the Florida Forever, which is the buying the conservation lands, the lands needed for restoration, as well as continuing to maintain what we have in those areas.
I've been speaking today with Mark Perry, Executive Director for Florida Oceanographic Society. We'll have a link to Florida Oceanographic, as well as a link to PBS's Changing Seas episode, Toxic Algae, Complex Sources and Solutions, that we talked about at the beginning of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Mark, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's great to see you, Drew. Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.